sharks. Let me speak to Rebecca Hunter, who knows a bit about sharks. She's from Ulster Wildlife. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Frank.
Rebecca, you're launching a new shark conservation project as part of World Oceans Day. I'm showing my ignorance here. Sharks on the Irish coastline, have we many sharks?
Yes, actually, we do. We have about 20 species that are typically found around our waters. And they're really, it's incredible to get these animals. A lot of them are found quite close to our shores. Some of our smaller sharks, like our dogfish, our bullhus, and our spurdogs, and also quite a few different skates and rays, like the spotted ray, the blonde ray, and the thornback ray.
But are they sharks?
They're, well, flat sharks, yeah. So skates and rays and sharks are all closely related, and they are part of a family group. They're called elasmobranchs, and these are all, they're basically cousins.
But we don't have any real sharks.
No, the big sharks that have picked up a bit of a bad reputation over the years. So we have our biggest ones would be the Porbeagle shark would be our largest, and that grows up to about 2 metres, 2.5 metres.
Yeah, would they do you any harm?
No, so these sharks are really more interested in smaller fish like herring, mackerel, some octopus and squid. So it's not about the harm that they would do to us, but unfortunately, a lot of the activities that we do in the sea, our seas are very busy, and we've been doing some harm to our sharks, and their numbers have been declining quite rapidly in the last few decades. And a lot of these species that we were just talking about, they're now in big trouble. A lot of our local species are endangered, and we are starting this new project now, Sea Deep, which is funded thanks to National Lottery players from the Heritage Lottery Fund. And this project is all about getting everyone around Northern Ireland to take part in action to help to protect our local species.
So how do we go about it when you're talking to the likes of me, and I'm sure to other people who don't really know what sort of sharks we have, and if we do have sharks, they're only wee small sharks, but the reality is they are vital to the ecosystem. How do we help?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right that they're vital to the ecosystem. They're what we call keystone species. This means that they sit at the top of our food webs, and they help to regulate our whole seas. So they're not just important in themselves, but they help to keep all of our marine wildlife and habitats healthy too. So it is very, very important that we do something now to act to safeguard these animals for the future. So there are lots of different ways that you can get involved. First off, if you want to visit our website, that's cdeepni.org, and that will list all of the events. And we are particularly interested in working with sea anglers. We are delivering free training sessions and giving out equipment packs for people to learn how to tag sharks, skates and rays when they're out at sea. And this will give us really, really important information about the animals that we have around our coasts and how they move.
When you say tag, you want the fishermen to catch them, then put something on them and put them back?
That's absolutely it. So a lot of our sea anglers will be out doing this anyway. So what we're going to do is train them in how to tag them so that they can record information about the species that they catch. And then most importantly, if someone further down the line recatches that same animal, they'll be able to tell us how far it's moved and how much it's grown in the time since it was first caught.
And that research is important to you?
Yeah, it is incredibly important. The problem is with looking after these animals is that our seas are very much out of sight and out of mind, and they can be very hard to record what's going on, particularly with highly mobile animals like sharks, skates and rays. So we have very little information about these animals, and that information is absolutely crucial to be able to put measures in place to protect them and ultimately help to restore the populations.
And you're looking for egg cases as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's not just sea anglers, but it's also all of our coast lovers around Northern Ireland. We're asking people to come and join us at an egg case hunt event this summer and learn a little bit more about the finds that you can get washed up on the beach. So sharks and skates, they lay eggs, a lot of the species. And these are, you can identify the exact species that laid them once you just know a few tips about how they look. And then that information can help us to see the animals that are laying eggs around our coast. And it can also help us to identify some of the nursery areas for some of our young shark pups. And these are the particular areas that it's very important to protect in order to get the species to recover.
You must get very frustrated when you see people on the beach littering, people throwing their plastic at their backside. You must get really angry.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been a real positive change in the last few months this year about thinking more about how we dispose of our plastics and how we use our plastics. And actually today we're launching the Sea Deep project on World Oceans Day, and that's a global celebration of how much our local seas and our oceans support really everything that we do in our lives. And the theme of this year's World Oceans Day is about plastic pollution. And like with many of our marine animals, plastic pollution can have an impact on our sharks, skates and rays as well, from getting entangled and ingestion. So it's really important to, it's another one of these actions you can take to just think twice again about the single-use plastic that you're using and how you're disposing of it.
Rebecca, good speaking to you on this World Oceans Day. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Rebecca Hunter from Ulster Wildlife. And every day is a school day when you hear about the sharks that are close by. You know, they'll not nip your toes or anything like that, but they are there and they're also vital.